This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Russia's President Vladimir Putin easily has won a second four-year term in office. With most of the precincts reporting, Putin captured more than 71% of the vote in yesterday's election. His nearest challenger, the Communist Party candidate, got only 14%. The opposition charged that the Kremlin's control over the media made the contest unfair. The election also was criticized by the Bush administration. NPR's Lawrence Sheets reports from Moscow.
The magnitude of Putin's sweeping victory came as a surprise to no one. Because the result was a foregone conclusion, the Kremlin had worried that a possible low turnout could weaken Putin's mandate. But a late PR blitz and coaxing by regional bureaucrats pushed the turnout well over 60%. Officials tried to portray the essentially one-man race as a celebration. They piped music into the streets outside voter precincts and sold cut-rate groceries at special booths. Many voters said it wasn't specific Putin policies that earned him their votes. Rather, his image as a competent leader. 36-year-old Dima compares the relative stability Putin has brought to Russia with the upheavals under his predecessor, Boris Yeltsin, and with a long line of aging Soviet leaders before him.
Finally, we have a young guy, not some old geezer who can barely move his legs around the ground. He's a sportsman. He's respected around the world. He's not an alcoholic or an invalid. God knows we had enough of them.
Dima's mother, Tatiana Viktorovna, agreed, though Tatiana, a teacher, said her own life hadn't improved under Putin.
Nothing's really changed. Teachers like me were poor, and we still are. But I really like Putin. The checkmark I put on my ballot was like an arrow from my heart for him.
But even though Tatiana is not living better, many people here are. The Russian economy is rapidly growing, fueled in part by rising prices for oil exports. There's a growing consumer culture here. Gleb Pavlovsky is a political consultant with close ties to the Kremlin. The middle class as a whole voted for Putin, and that's a new phenomenon, Pavlovsky said. Kirill Rogov, editor-in-chief of the online newspaper Gazeta.ru, says for many people, improving incomes are enough. Even if Putin has reduced press freedoms and concentrated virtually unchecked power in his own hands. Rogov says many Russians are used to the idea of a paternalistic state after centuries of autocracy. Rogov says, Russia's become so fascinated with money that people think it's enough to be able to go shopping and take a nice vacation once a year. People don't understand the connection between economic freedoms and political ones. Putin's challengers say it was manipulation of the state media and bureaucracy that gave the Kremlin leader his huge landslide. State TV fawned over Putin and his every move. It largely ignored opposition candidates. In some cases, opposition candidates said police interfered with their campaign appearances. And some people were ordered by bosses to show up at the polls in order to guarantee a high turnout. Ali Aliyev represents the independent Voice Observer Group, which dispatched 900 monitors around the country.
We are looking at everything like together, and this suggests a trend that these violations that we have found are systematic. And all these things put together with the violations that we have discovered so far casts a disturbing shadow over the elections.
U.S. Secretary of State Colin Powell said Washington was concerned about the conduct of the election and about authoritarianism creeping back into Russian politics. Referring to the controversial U.S. presidential election in the year 2000, Putin responded by saying, some see the splinter in another's eye and ignore the log in his own. Speaking on TV last night, Putin went on to say, I assure you that all of the democratic achievements of our people will be defended. Even some of Putin's challengers concede he would have won even if the election had been relatively clean. But they say Putin wasted a chance to run a fair contest, instead choosing czarist-style methods which demean Russia's standing in the world. Lawrence Sheets, NPR News, Moscow.